Duisburg. Wie sieht's aus? Seid ihr da?
Fort nach die Füchse. Ganz stark. Und jetzt die Chance. Einfach so. Tor!
Da ist es. 5:4. Und wer macht es? Nano langsam. Bringt die Füchse in Führung. Der Wahnsinn.
Ist natürlich aufpassen, keinen Abseits zu holen.
Schieeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeee
Late Hit, der offizielle Podcast der Füchse Duisburg.
Ja, herzlich willkommen zu Late Hit, dem offiziellen Podcast der Füchse Duisburg. Und wir haben heute Episode Nummer 9. Mein Name ist Oliver Rettig und ja, die Saisonvorbereitung hat angefangen und wir können zum ersten Mal auch über Spiele sprechen, die gelaufen sind und gucken nicht nur in die Zukunft. Und das möchte ich machen mit zwei Spielern, die neu zu uns zugestoßen sind in dieser Saison und die auch schon für einiges an Furore gesorgt haben. Das sind zwei unserer drei lettischen Spieler und ich versuch's auf Lettisch. Leipni Lutsam. Was that okay?
Yeah, perfect.
Okay. Zanis Solmanis und Egils Kalns. Nice to have you here on the podcast.
Hello and nice to be here.
Yeah. Okay, so of course we will talk in English and I will try to translate. Also ich werde versuchen immer zu übersetzen, wenn es ein bisschen zu kompliziert wird. To get us started, I have six not really questions, but either or questions, and you have to say which of the two you would prefer and like better, okay? So I'm starting with something to eat. So I have the German Bratwurst or Sklandrausis.
For me, it's Bratwurst.
Okay.
Yeah, it's the same, Bratwurst.
Okay, falls sich Leute fragen, was hat er da gerade erzählt? Sklandrausis sind süße Pasteten aus Roggenmehl und Kartoffeln. Und ich habe recherchiert, das ist ein lettisches Gericht. Is it quite famous in Latvia, this dish?
It is famous, but it's more old food, You know, tradition. Yeah.
Okay.
The younger generations doesn't eat it that much anymore, but it's still like a traditional food.
Okay, also es ist etwas like eher traditionelles und nicht in der jungen Bevölkerung. Okay, gut. Second, North Sea or Baltic Sea?
Baltic Sea.
Baltic Sea.
Okay, Ostsee, ganz klar. German beer or Latvian beer?
Latvian for me. I like the German beer, but the Latvian has its own taste.
Egils denkt nach. Er ist am Denken.
It's on a season German beer back home. Well, usually in summer, you drink Latvian beer.
So that is a
it's a good change. It's really nice to switch it up.
Okay, so it's a clever answer. Also Egils sagt unter der Saison deutsches Bier, aber im Sommer lettisches. Da kann man gut mischen. Okay. Berlin or Riga? But that's an easy one, I think.
Riga.
Okay, das war klar. Now, two former Latvian ice hockey players, Zandis Ozolins or Herberts Vasiljevs?
Ozolins.
Yeah, I think he was a quite famous NHL player for several teams. Yeah, also zwei ehemalige Spieler. And two sports different from hockey that are both popular in Germany and in Latvia, basketball or football? So soccer.
Basketball.
For me, soccer.
Okay, also Fußball und Basketball ist ein bisschen verschieden. So this was a starter, and of course I want to present you to the fans. Maybe we can start with Zanis. Can you say what your major stations and steps in your career were, and how you started to play hockey?
I started pretty late. I could say that I think I was almost 11 in my hometown because the rink was built at exact time. And I played there for 3 years. Then I moved to Liepāja, where Egils is from. Played there one season, and then the ship took me to Sweden because I wanted to try something new and some new experience. And good hockey school, obvious in Sweden. And I played there together, I think, 2 years. Then I got opportunity to go to USA to play 2 years there. I wanted to go to college, but it didn't work out, and decided to go back to Latvia. And Jelgava, Team Zemgala had this opportunity to study and play. That's where I was for actually one season, but I kept studying, but I kept playing in Latvia just in different teams for 2 years. Then 1 year in France, something new again, some being away, first year professional, being away from home, because previous years all were juniors. And then again, I think I got for one season back home, two seasons in Japan. Interesting experience. If you have chance, go to Japan and try the culture there. It's totally different than we have in Europe. And then I started my journey in Germany. And this is all my fourth year here.
Ich versuche mal ein bisschen zusammenzufassen. Mit 11 hat er angefangen, Eishockey zu spielen, weil ja eine Eisfläche bei ihm gebaut worden ist. Und dann hat er aber auch in Schweden Eishockey gespielt auf jeden Fall. Und auch was spannend war, er hat sowohl in den USA als auch in Japan gespielt und hat gerade empfohlen, man soll doch gerne sich die japanische Kultur anschauen. Und wäre sehr lohnenswert. Und dann ja, 4 Jahre hier auf jeden Fall in Deutschland. Egels, can you sum up your Eishockey life so far?
Yeah, it's been a... I'm getting old, so I can remember all those where I played almost, yeah. But the same, like Sandy's told, in Aleppo, they build a hockey rink, and mm-hmm. my parents, when they open up the rink, just send me and just try how it's going to be. And yeah, and from then, they open up, like they get some coaches, and then all the ages from, and then basically till I was 22 years old, I played in Aleppo, yeah. It was also in a Latvian championship. We also played in a Belarus league. There was like the big team who's played in that league. So after that, they bankrupt. Yeah, and okay. then I have to find my way somewhere else to play. And then I end up in Finland, fourth league. That was my first tough year, almost end my career there. So yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we had to work. I think I had like 4 jobs. I washed the buses, work in a snow castle. I was a trainer in the morning with the kids. And
okay.
We had to walk with another Latvian player. We had to walk like 3 kilometers to get in the gym because it was the only place that was for free.
Okay.
Yeah, that was like tough time, but it was like good experience. And after that, I get my chance to play in Kazakhstan. 1.5 year there. Really great experience, good guys, good hockey. That's, I think, I played my first year like big men's hockey. After that, I came back in Latvia, played 2 seasons back home, and then ended up a little bit in Riga Dynamo. Played 1 season there in Riga. After that, in UK, and after UK, mm-hmm. what was after UK? Poland, and after Poland, I end up in Germany. With the same, yeah, fourth season in Germany, started at the same time as Sandy, so.
Same team, same time. Same line.
Yeah, same line, yeah.
Yeah. So now we're back together.
Yeah.
I'm going to ask about this. Also Egels hat auch eine sehr bewegte Karriere, hat viel erzählt, auch dass in Liepāja ja, die Eisfläche ihn dazu geführt hat und er hat auch hart arbeiten müssen, weil es gab auch eine Phase, da musste er mit 4 Jobs parallel irgendwie schauen, wie er über die Runden kommt und in der finnischen 4. Liga, das war ganz schwierig und ja, hat seine Erfahrung gemacht, aber hat sich dann durchgesetzt und wäre fast Karriereende geworden, aber dann doch nicht und zum Glück nicht. Und ja, das 4. Jahr jetzt gemeinsam in England auch und Polen gewesen. Also, so you both have a unique experience through many countries, but one experience is really special, I think, for us, because we all remember the time when you played together in Dietz Limburg, because I saw you guys playing on one row, and what I remember is that you were really lethal and dangerous for every team. Was this a chemistry that started right off immediately, or did you also have to get in touch and get a feeling for each other? Because we had the feeling this was like blind connection in Dietz Limburg back then.
Egels?
I mean, the first couple games it wasn't. I played in a second line, and for me it was a little bit tougher in the start, and then we all end up in one line. We talked to the coach, maybe it's going to be better to put our 3 Latvians in one line, and then... Yeah, it took a good turn about that, and yeah, we played really good. Because for me, it's like when you play in your nationality players, because we can talk, and I think we understand each other better, and I know what to expect from Sandis, you know, and for me, it's easier. Yeah.
Yeah, I could add that as a Latvians, we kind of come from the same school,
mm-hmm.
so we. We play the same, almost the same style. Of course, everybody has their own. Like one is more shooter, passer, mm-hmm. or hitter, or whatever. But we have the same mentality for hockey. And And I think you can say for all of Latvians, but mostly you put them together and it should work. And in our case, yeah, it worked. As Egil said, yeah, in the start he was struggling a little bit because he didn't have that good of partners. Mm-hmm. But he had Federer, but the third, it was hard to find the third guy for him. And then once they put it together, and we were just, it went the right way and we were just enjoying hockey there. And
ich habe die beiden natürlich angesprochen auf die Zeit in Dietz-Limburg, die wir als Duisburger auch erinnern, weil die beiden so gefährlich und so stark waren. Da haben sie erzählt, dass Egils erst in der zweiten Reihe angefangen hat und sich erst so ein bisschen in die erste Reihe gebracht hat. Und dann haben sie gesagt, wenn man lettische Spieler zusammenbringt, dann weiß man, was man bekommt. Das klappt immer automatisch. Ja, und das war dann so blindes Verständnis auch auf dem Eis. Und man weiß einfach die Mentalität, man weiß, was der andere will. Und das ist der Vorteil an der ganzen Sache. Yes, now in Duisburg, so we have three games played already, and the first days in Duisburg. What were your first impressions from the city and from the team? How did you arrive here in Duisburg?
For me, I arrived here, April, end of April, when mm-hmm. I moved all my stuff, and people still didn't know that I'll be coming to Duisburg. And that was my first impression, moving into the new apartment. Then we took a walk around the area where we live, and then we went also to walk in the center a little bit. And so far, so good. It's been here.
Okay. And what are your first impressions from city and where you live?
All good. Good welcoming. Everything is here. What you need, organization wise, everything is they given to you. Like take care of you. For me, it's like really easy right now, especially with these guys. If you don't need something or help, you just ask the guys or whatever. But yeah, so far so good. I mean, yeah.
Ich habe die beiden gefragt, wie sie angekommen sind. Sanders hat gesagt, dass er schon Ende April, Mai da war und einen kleinen Spaziergang gemacht hat und alles war ganz okay und er hat sich hier wohlgefühlt. Und Egils ergänzte auch, dass man hier gut aufgenommen wird, dass einem viel abgenommen wird und die Organisation hier ganz gut ist, auf jeden Fall.
Can I add something? Yeah. Mirko has been helping us a lot, so it makes a lot easier.
Ja, also Mirko, unser Regisseur natürlich,
big
der hier sitzt.
Shout out.
Der hat auch viel geholfen und die beiden bedanken sich gerade, weil Mirko auch unterstützt, wenn die Spieler ankommen. Mit Silke zusammen, die müssen wir auch grüßen natürlich.
Yeah. Makes it easier to move into apartment and do the stuff you need. thank you for that.
Ja. talking about the first games, so there was obviously the home game against a French team, a first league team, which we won, then a clear victory in Hamm, and now on Sunday, I think a good game overall. What are your first impressions from the hockey style of play and in this stage of the preparation to the season? Are you satisfied so far, or is anything needs something to be improved, or what is your opinion about it?
I think we are improving every week. Mm-hmm. I could say that guys are getting used to each other more, understanding mm-hmm. each other more, and overall it's been that's a good thing that we have been growing together as a team, as a unit. It doesn't really matter that much that we have won these games. I think the most important mm-hmm. thing is to get the structure, what coach wants from us and how we want to play in the season, you know, and I think that's coming together more and more.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like Sancho said, it's preseason, it's what you expect. I think every week for myself, I feel better every week, and it just takes time. Times and patience and everything will come. I think the boys are good and practices is good and we work hard and it will come. It will come. And these three games, I think we played solid game. But it's just a small things, details, and just like polish them, the power play and just like small things. And we'll be good.
Ich habe die beiden gefragt, wie sie bis jetzt die Vorbereitung gesehen sind. Ja, gute Ergebnisse dabei gewesen. Und Sandes sagt, dass man jede Woche besser wird. Und Egil sagt auch, dass die kleinen Dinge verbessert werden und dass man das, was der Trainer auch möchte, umsetzt. Und sie sagen, wir haben eine gute Gruppe zusammen, die sich auch gut anfühlt. Und das sind jetzt so immer von Woche zu Woche wird es immer besser. und die Ergebnisse zählen nicht so, sondern eher, dass man das umsetzt in der Saison, was dann auch wichtig ist. If you describe you two as hockey players, some or many people say Sandis is preparing the shots, is assisting, you have the hands and the eyes, and people about you say that you take the one-timers, you take the shots, and you are supposed to score the goals. Is this a good summary of you two, or is there anything wrong and not sufficient about it?
I could say for Egils, he can set me up too.
Okay.
And I can shoot too, but
of course.
But more or less, he's more shooter than yeah. I am, and mm-hmm. I'm more. He always gonna look for a shot first. I'm mm-hmm. always gonna look for a pass first. But okay. I think yeah. we, in some way, we can do all these things. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and these days you have to be like all around player. You can't just like shoot. Mm-hmm. You have to skate and get the passes, finish your checks. It's not just like one thing. Yeah. Of course, yeah. I mean, I have to score goals. Sandis give the passes, I shoot. But I mean, yeah. Also, Sandis can score and I can pass it too. It's not like I'm gonna shoot every puck, you know.
Ja, ich habe die beiden so ein bisschen versucht zu analysieren, zusammenzufassen, weil viele sagen, Sandis macht die Pässe und Egils schießt. Und da haben beide gesagt, ja, aber man muss auch alles können, man muss auch laufen können, man muss auch backchecken können, man muss auch viele Sachen können. Natürlich können beide auch jeweils das andere, auch passen oder schießen. Aber im Großen und Ganzen sagte Sandis ganz gut, er denkt zuerst an den Pass und Egils denkt zuerst an den Schuss. Aber natürlich muss man beides auch natürlich können. Is there anything when you see or watch the matches where you say, ah, okay, this should get better, or there we have to practice some things, or would you say, well, everything is in normal level and everything will come?
I think you can improve everywhere yeah. after every game, you know. There's always going to be, this is a game of mistakes, so there will always be mistakes, and there is always a place for improvement. So every game, you look by a team or individual, can always find something so he can work on something, you know,
that's
as
true.
As a team, as an individual. So
yeah, for me, it's like when you're not playing for 4 or 5 months, the like first weeks are you don't feel comfortable in certain situations, and that's why there's the preseason, and then we play the games, and then you start feeling better, and then you all remember the body is like, oh, I have to do that, and oh, I know son is going to be there or whatever, and it just takes time. Mm. No, it just takes time.
Mm. To build back the confidence. And
yeah, the feeling, you know, the feeling of the hockey and taste and all that.
How much time does that usually take? Is it true that the first week you have to, well, organize your body and your hands and your feet? Does it take 2 or 3 weeks and then everything is back to normal? Or does it even take a bit longer to get used to the new season?
I would say like the first week, because you get new skates, you get new gloves, and then you have to like adjust something, and like today we changed the pants. We both changed the pants, yeah, because then you feel more mobility and that the small things, and you just change, and I mean the feelings coming back, and every day, every week we feel better and better, I think so.
Ja, ich habe die beiden gefragt, ob sie schon zufrieden sind mit der Stufe der Vorbereitung, ob man irgendwas ändern muss. Und dann sagten sie, nee, also das ist normal, dass man natürlich eine Woche so ungefähr braucht, die neuen Schuhe und die Handschuhe. Und heute haben sie sogar noch ihre Hosen getauscht, weil man sich da ein bisschen wohler dann fühlt. Aber das ist völlig normal, dass man sich gewöhnen muss und was anpassen muss. Und das kommt auf jeden Fall noch, und das ist ein ganz normaler Prozess. If we take a look at the upcoming games, on Friday there is a home game where we expect maybe 2,000 visitors or even more against Düsseldorf. Is this also for you guys a highlight game to play a former DEL team, now a second league team? Is this also a special experience for you guys?
I mean, it's gonna be a good test, because they're gonna be a good team, and for us it's gonna show how well prepared are we so far, and see and how we do against good teams. You know, that's the important to play against really strong teams and see what we can do better after this game.
Yeah, I think that's going to be our biggest test so far.
Mm-hmm.
It's good it's in the third week, so we are more prepared than we were before.
Mm-hmm.
And I played with Essen last year in Düsseldorf. It was a good game, but it's hard because the level, the Dell and Oberliga level, there is a line between that, but once they now step down, I think they have not as good roster as they had last year. But still, yeah, it's gonna be. I think they want to move up quick, and they will go for it. So it's a really professional team, and it's going to be a good test.
Ich habe sie gefragt, das Spiel gegen die DG am Freitag, wo wir wahrscheinlich 2000 oder mehr Zuschauer erwarten, was das, wie sie das sehen und was es mit ihnen macht. Und sie sagen, ja, das ist natürlich ein besonderes Spiel, der beste Gegner jetzt in der Vorbereitung wahrscheinlich. Und da kann man natürlich sehen, wo man steht und kann sich natürlich da, kann da ein bisschen raufgucken. Und Sannes sagt, das ist ein Team, was wahrscheinlich schnell wieder aufsteigen will und mit Essen letztes Jahr schon gegen sie gespielt. Und da hat man schon gesehen, da ist eine Linie zwischen einem ja, damals DEL-Team und Oberliga-Team. Und jetzt sind wir in der dritten Woche und da kann man sicherlich auch ein besseres Resultat erzielen als vielleicht in der ersten Woche, wo man noch ein bisschen ja, die Müdigkeit aus den Füßen laufen will. If we look at the league and the upcoming season, can you do me a favor and rank, in your opinion, the top six teams of the league in the next season? Do you have an idea who's gonna be in the top group, which will then after the regular season play this top division? Do you have a guess or a feeling of what the rankings at the end might be like?
Isn't it top five teams?
Top five, yes, top yes. Five, okay, let's pick the top five. Yeah.
For me, I would say after the first round. For me right now, I don't know, like some years their teams changing up and like, and then they play really good and then you expect the teams do really good, they're not that good.
Mm.
So I don't know who's gonna know. I mean, Tilburg is always good, Indians are good rooster always, and
Hall is supposed to be good every year, but last year
they end up where they were.
But for me, yeah, it's Scorpions always will be there.
Mm-hmm.
Normally, Tilburg, Indians.
Duisburg.
this year, I would say, yeah, Leipzig.
Oh, Leipzig.
Leipzig and Duisburg. I'm not sure about Hall again. But they'll be a good team. I think that will be those will be the six teams which will be fighting for those top five spots, in my opinion.
Yeah, I don't think there's going to be easy games.
No,
so it's
never, And some, like we saw last year, Hereford got a lot better. So every year there's somebody who is playing better than they should be playing and somebody who is playing worse than they should be playing. So it's always a surprise coming into the season.
Ich habe sie gefragt, ob sie mir einen Gefallen tun können und die besten Teams, fünf Teams, die dann auch in der oberen Gruppe spielen, mal so aufzählen können. Und da sagte Egels eher so, das ist schwierig, weil jedes Jahr ändert sich das und manchmal sind Teams, die stärker waren, plötzlich schwächer. Aber beide waren sich so ein bisschen einig, dass mit Tilburg zu rechnen ist, mit den Indians und mit den Scorpions auch zu rechnen ist. Dann haben sie auch Leipzig genannt und wer gut zugehört hat, der hat auch gehört, dass Duisburg gefallen ist. Also die beiden rechnen schon auch ein bisschen damit, dass wir vielleicht Chancen haben, da vorzustoßen in die obere Region. Und da sagte, ja, das sind so mit Halle vielleicht. Da sagte Sannes, auch gut erwartet, letztes Jahr dann doch schlechter abgeschnitten. Und da muss man natürlich auch abwarten, wie das jetzt sich entwickeln wird. Aber sicherlich ist es immer eine Momentaufnahme und das sieht man erst dann später. So you said that you put our team, of course, maybe also in that position. So what can our team reach? So you said there's a good group of boys and the atmosphere is quite good. Would you say that there is a chance that the Füchse are going to end up in this top five compartment at the end?
I believe yes.
For me, it's, as I always say, where I've been playing. So at the first, it's all about making the playoffs, and then you know what can. Then you never know what can happen.
Mm-hmm.
But for sure, we're gonna be in a mix, and we're gonna fight. I think that's our like goal, to fight for that top five.
Mm.
Is it gonna happen or not? I don't know, but we're gonna be in a mix. We're gonna be fighting for that.
You have gonna have a high expectation because you can't like, oh, we're gonna be in 8th, 9th place. Like that's not. Like, You don't want to be in that kind of spot. You want to be on the top on the first five at least. Like
we play to win.
Yeah,
that's good.
Every
that's a
game.
Good statement.
Yeah, and then we see how it goes, and then we learn from it. And
the season is long. You never know injuries, all that. But like some guys get sick and whatever. But I think you have to be high goals.
Ja, ich glaube, das haben auch viele verstanden. Also er hat auch auf den Tisch geklopft, der Eagles, dass man natürlich immer hoffen muss, dass keine Verletzungen kommen. Aber beide sagen schon doch, Also die Top 5, man muss sich ein Ziel setzen. Man kann nicht sagen, wir wollen 8er, 9er werden. Das macht man im Sport nicht. Man muss sich natürlich hohe Ziele setzen. Aber schon ist das ein Ziel, eine Ambition, das zu schaffen, in diese Ränge zu kommen. Und wenn man sich keine Ziele setzt, dann kann man auch nichts erreichen. Deswegen ist das auf jeden Fall auch ein Bestreben von den beiden, das zu schaffen. Man weiß es natürlich am Ende nicht. Man wird alles versuchen, das zu schaffen. Und das ist natürlich auf jeden Fall ein Ziel. Igels, you played for Batölz last year and you also played for Rostock. So you covered the whole range from north to south. Can you compare Oberliga Nord and Süd? Is it because back then, some years ago, people said Oberliga Süd is much stronger than Oberliga Nord. Has this leveled a bit? Is it more equal than some years before because you have the experience like you saw many teams? Or would you still say there is a gap between the top teams of both regions?
Yeah, I would say I didn't play against all the teams, but I also think it depends in what kind of team you are. Mm-hmm. Because in Atolz, I had a really good line, the player who can make the plays, and all defense was strong. But comparing the Sud and Nord, I mean, it was close. It was good games. I played against Bietigheim. I think that was like I said again, yeah. They're gonna play. I think they play in the finals, and that happened because Bietigheim and Heilbronn, I can feel like they're good teams, like the same. I think the five teams, like in the north and south, are the same. Like the level is pretty good, so I think it's pretty same.
Ich habe ihn zur Oberliga Nord und Süd gefragt, weil Igels im letzten Jahr in Batölz gespielt hat und auch in Rostock, also quasi die ganze Bandbreite Deutschlands, abgedeckt hat. Und er sagt ja, dass die Top-5-Mannschaften von Nord und Süd, dass sie schon ähnlich stark sind. Und er hat in der Saison schon erkannt, als er gegen sie gespielt hat, dass Bietigheim und Heilbronn auf jeden Fall zwei starke Teams sein werden. Und so ist es auch gekommen, dass sie sehr weit gekommen sind. Und das ist aber schon so, dass er das Niveau relativ ähnlich sieht. Ich darf an der Stelle auf jeden Fall Werbung machen, weil wir über Düsseldorf gesprochen haben, denn am Freitag ist es ja soweit, 19.30 Uhr, das Spiel, das Rheinische Derby, wie wir sagen, gegen die DEG. Wir haben schon über 1.200 Karten verkauft. Das heißt, kommt am Freitag alle in die Halle. Es wird sehr voll und sehr laut werden. Da könnt ihr auch unser neues Intro bewundern. Und da möchte ich einmal ein bisschen Werbung machen und auch einen Dank aussprechen an den Can von CE Drohne und auch an den Justin, unseren Hallensprecher, der da auch fleißig mitgewerkelt und gearbeitet hat, dass wir da ein Intro auf die Beine stellen. Und wir werden euch das auch vor dem Spiel über Social Media präsentieren, damit ihr so ein bisschen das Gefühl habt, worum es geht. Und unsere beiden Spieler waren auch Teil davon, da will ich sie einmal fragen. So you both were part of our video that we were shooting, which is going to be shown on the video wall prior to the games. Have you ever done something like that before, that you were asked to take part in the shooting, preseason shootings, like which is presented on the video wall? Or was this the first time for you that you were asked to make a video and shoot a video for a hockey team?
I have done it before.
Something, yeah, but yeah, something, yeah. Yeah.
And where have you done it?
I think we back home in Lepai, we had to go to the movies theater with like equipment, something like that.
Okay. Ja, ich habe die beiden gefragt, ob sie schon mal so Videoaufnahmen gemacht haben. Wir werden auch nämlich sehen, dass unsere lettischen Spieler auch Teil des Intro-Videos sind. Und sie haben gesagt, dass sie in ihrer Heimat schon einmal in einem Kino waren und mit Equipment und da auch was haben drehen müssen. Da bin ich auf jeden Fall mal gespannt, wie das auf jeden Fall ankommt, das Video definitiv. Sannes, let's talk about your former team a bit. About Essen. Do you follow the situation in Essen that they now are relegated to the fourth league? Can you give us your opinion about the situation without being too rude or too nasty about it? But what are your personal feelings about your former team?
Not much feelings there. It is what it is. And of course, I hope hockey comes back to Oberliga because it's hockey in Essen comes back to Oberliga because it's better for all league, for the derbies, you know, for the fans, better hockey there than in fourth league. But they need to fix their financial situation, and once they have done that, then but yeah, I don't want to say more about that.
Okay. Ich habe Sandes zur letzten Station Essen gefragt und er sagte, ja, es ist halt, was es ist. Finanzielle Situation ist da ein bisschen schwierig gewesen, aber er hofft natürlich, und das, da können wir uns anschließen, dass es sportlich in Essen wieder klappt, dass sie auch Teil der Oberliga sind, weil die Derbys man auf jeden Fall braucht und die sind auf jeden Fall auch wichtig. What experiences do you have with Derbys? So is this also a special thing if the arena is crowded also for your players from Latvia? Is there anything in Latvia too, like this derby situation that you are looking forward to games in your hometown, home area? Or is it something, or was it a new experience for you in Germany when facing, I think Essen and Herne are also derbies? Is this something special, unique, or have you already known such a situation?
For me, I know there is derbies out there, but I have never seen in person as I saw here in Essen, especially against Herne. That's the biggest derby, and it felt like a derby because when it's a full rink and each other fans wants to kill each other, and they have they have beef going on, and you can feel it. For sure, and I think this is that was the biggest derby game I have participated in my life. Because in Latvia we don't really have like big derbies. It used to be, but not anymore.
Okay, what are your experiences, Eagles, with derby matches and rivalry on the ice?
Yeah, I think the first time wasn't when I played in Poland after Latvia, and there was fans fighting in a stand. Was like. We had like one game, who's gonna be like derby, and they just bring you big cup if you won that thing. I was like surprised, like just one game and middle of the season, and there's full stands, and they like, they look, they start fighting. So and then the security jumps in, and that's nice.
Ich habe die beiden nach Derby-Erfahrungen gefragt und Sanne sagt, dass es für ihn tatsächlich das größte Derby war, mit Essen gegen Herne zu spielen, weil auch die Atmosphäre, das Stadion ist voll und das ist was Besonderes. Und Egels erzählte aus Polen, dass es da auch ein Spiel gab, wo es plötzlich Schlägereien auf der Tribüne gab und die Security sich einmischen musste. Also auch sehr emotional und auf jeden Fall sehr, sehr lebhaft, definitiv.
I think there was a fight against Essen and Herne fans too.
Yeah. There are always sometimes trouble. Yeah. Also Sanne sagte auch, dass in Essen und Herne auch immer ab und zu was auf den Tribünen los ist. Das kriegen wir ja auch manchmal ein bisschen mit.
Essen and Duisburg, I think fans are a little nicer to each other than Essen and Herne. No, they are not nice, no. At least never seen a fight in the stands. So.
Okay, also Sanne sagt, dass Duisburg und Essen sich noch nicht bekämpft haben auf der Tribüne. Weiß ich gar nicht. Nicht so oft, das stimmt.
Maybe, I just don't know the history.
Yeah, I think Essen and Herne have a bit more of a rivalry than Duisburg.
More outside.
It's more outside. Some things happen outside. Also manche Sachen sind draußen eher. Ja, das ist tatsächlich so der Fall. Of course, we have one more Latvian player on the team, which is also a part of the new team, Klaas Planitz. Can you say something about him? He will also be on our podcast, one of the next episodes. What are your impressions about him? Which role can he play for the team, or any fun stuff that you could say about him?
Oh, terrible guy, terrible guy. Sits next to me, and I'm just joking.
Get him away from here.
No, really nice guy, always helping you out. Whatever. I know since probably 10, 15 years, I don't remember, like really long time. My fiance and his wife grew up together in the same building also. So it was like, they know since they were like small girls, they play basketball together. So yeah, they know each other really well. And I know Plants is really well. So yeah, funny guy, makes jokes, and really good guy, good player too.
I played with him one season in juniors. So I know him, and he always has a joke in his pocket. I could say that. Yeah. He's a funny one.
Yeah, so in Liepāja we always work out in the summer. So it's even when he was playing Hartstadt and in different teams, but we work out always together. So.
Ich habe sie natürlich nach Klaas Planitz gefragt, dem Dritten im Bunde, wie man so sagen möchte, und da haben die beiden direkt gelacht und sagen, er ist ein sehr lustiger Geselle, der immer einen Witz in der Tasche hat, sagte Sanis gerade. Und seine Verlobte, also Egels Verlobte, und Klaas Frau kennt sich schon von Kindesbeinen auf, quasi im gleichen Gebäude groß geworden und deswegen ist die Connection groß. Und Sannes hat mit Klaas ein Jugendjahr zusammengespielt. Also da ist eine ganz, ganz enge Verbindung da. Is it true that once you know each other from the very childhood and you have so many years together, that this chemistry is automatically transferring on the ice? Is this something that you don't have to learn and teach? It just happens because there is a mutual understanding?
Yeah, I think it's mentality, you know. We don't have like big age difference also. Mm. It's like 2-3 years. And I think the mentality, all the school when we are like playing hockey, the Russian mentality was like all the coaches we had like Russian and probably that's why.
And we also kind of think hockey the same, which is a big thing.
Ja, ich habe sie gefragt, ob diese sich gute verstehen, auch automatisch aufs Eis gehen. Ja, das ist die gleiche Mentalität. Sie hatten in ihrer Ausbildung auch russische Trainer und dann hat man einfach dieses gleiche Verständnis. Man denkt irgendwie gleich und das ist auf jeden Fall ein guter Vorteil, den man da auf jeden Fall hat. So Klaas and you are from the first time on the same team, all three together, but you're not playing in one row. Would this be something that you would favor, you three guys playing together, or is it because there are two centers and you have to divide this up, or is it a dream for you to play all together? Is this possible?
He's centerman too, like Sandis. I think
we're kind of the same. I think
that's why. And he's not the winger. You can see that he's controlling the puck. He's like they're similar, like Sancho and Klaus. I think he's doing good also.
Yeah. Because with Blumi.
Yeah, he played back in Harstad with Blumi, so they also like know each other.
Have a good connection, you can see on ice. But I have played one season as a winger.
Okay.
Yeah, when Janis Brooks was my center. If there's a really good center, I could play on a wing, but I don't think coach would like that.
Yeah, but we play in power play together. Yeah. So it's not like we're not playing at all together.
We're still practicing the power play lines and all that, but yeah, he's mixing in with us, or we are mixing in with him.
Ich hatte die beiden gefragt, ob es auch eine Option wäre, dass die drei zusammen in einer Reihe spielen. Da gibt es natürlich eine Tatsache, dass Klaas und Sannes auch Center sind. Sannes hat einmal Flügel gespielt, als Winger gespielt, aber das würde der Trainer vielleicht nicht so gerne sehen. Deswegen ist das so automatisch und auch mit Jack ist auch eine gute Connection da aus Höchstadt. Die kennen sich auch ganz gut, deswegen macht das auf jeden Fall Sinn. One more thing in summer, we saw a nice photo that you guys sent, Klaas and you, with a piece of cake. How did that story come about?
No, it was, I know Klaus signed to Duisburg and a couple days later I signed it, but I didn't want to tell him to make a surprise because I didn't know, because the option in Tolt still was open and it's all lined up perfectly. They said they're gonna go for the import. They're looking for defenseman import, and I said okay. And then I get the offer from Duisburg, and I said okay. I signed it, and then I said I'm gonna surprise him because I didn't tell him. So
okay,
yeah. And then we made a little cake and went to visit him, and yeah, showed the cake, and then he was like happy.
Okay, das ist auch eine schöne Geschichte. Das können wir auch mal hier erklären. Das wussten wir noch gar nicht. Man hat ja auf Social Media diesen Kuchen gesehen, die Torte gesehen, die Klaas und Egels präsentiert haben. Und die Geschichte dahinter ist, dass Klaas gar nicht wusste, dass Egels auch in Duisburg unterschrieben hat. Und dann haben sie in der Heimatstadt sich quasi getroffen. Er hat ihnen den Kuchen quasi überreicht. Und das war quasi die Nachricht dafür, dass Egels auch in Duisburg spielen wird. Und da hat sich Klaas natürlich gefreut, auf jeden Fall. Okay. So, thank you guys for being my guests and being on the podcast. It was quite nice to hear from you, and of course we wish you and the rest of the team, of course, all the best. Stay healthy and hope contribute as many assists and goals, or vice versa, goals and assists, as possible.
Let's call them wins.
Thank you
for having us.
It was a pleasure. Thank you. Ja, das war die 9. Folge von Late Hit. Ich hoffe, es hat euch gefallen und es hat mit dem Übersetzen halbwegs funktioniert. Und in Episode 10, wir runden dann zum ersten Mal, da sind wir Episode 10, sind wir vor dem ersten Meisterschaftsspiel. Und da schaut mal, seid mal gespannt, wen wir da als Gast haben. Erstmal danke ich euch fürs Zuhören. Grüße aus dem Fuchsbau, euer Olli.
Tor Duisburg, wie sieht's aus? Seid ihr da?
Fort nach die Füchse. Ganz stark und jetzt die Chance einfach so. Tor!
Da ist es! 5-4 und wer macht es? Nano langsam bringt die Füchse in Führung. Ja, Wahnsinn!
Muss natürlich aufpassen, keinen Abseits zu holen.
Schieeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeee
Late Hit, der offizielle Podcast der Füchse Duisburg.